Hi, everyone. We're here today with Ellen Ulfelder. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Charlotte. Glad to be here today.
I'm so glad to have you. So Ellen is a homeopath. And so for those of the audience that don't know Ellen, can you tell us a little bit about homeopathy and how it works?
Sure. So homeopathy is a system of medicine that really looks at treating the whole person. Think we're used to going to the doctor and saying, you know, I have this ailment and this is what it feels like. But when you go to a homeopath, I want to hear about what's going on in your daily life. What are the things that stress you? And then including the physical symptoms. So it's really about the whole person. It's about the totality of who you are in the world and how we can best support you in healing and moving through a process that you might be in the middle of.
So how does that work in terms of, can you explain a little bit about someone would come to you and they might have an ailment. So maybe you can give an example of an ailment that someone might come to a homeopath for. And then what are you giving them and what does the remedy look like? Because I find that fascinating.
So it's true that the range of symptoms or ailments that somebody would go to a homeopath for are innumerable. So somebody might come to me and say, I'm feeling really anxious. Or they might say, I'm not sleeping at night. Can you help me with my sleep? And then when you start to unpack that I'm not sleeping at night, you might hear, well, when I'm trying to fall asleep, I'm worried about, my kid's health, or I'm worried about my job, or I'm worried about a pandemic, or any, number of things. And then we go a little bit deeper. Well, what does that look like? What does worry look like for you? So for this person, it's, I'm not falling asleep at night. For somebody else, it might be, I have terrible indigestion. And my stomach bothers me all the time and my food won't settle. So I think, one of the beauties of homeopathy is that it really is individualized, because it doesn't matter to me what label you come to me with. I want to know, what does that mean in your body, in your life, and in your being? Because it's different for everybody. So that's how things get individualized. And then what we use in homeopathy is called a remedy, and it's made from natural sources, FDA approved. And it's not the same remedy for every person that's experiencing difficulty falling asleep. Because if we look at just that piece of it, difficulty falling asleep for me might be, I'm worried about what's going to happen in the future. And for you, it might be reliving what's happened in the past. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a different remedy that will support your body in healing that mm-hmm. kind of way of being. And then so that you don't need to do that anymore. And I think the other thing that's really important in thinking about homeopathy is that we're not looking to suppress your symptom and tell your body don't have that symptom, because the symptom is your body's way of saying, I'm out of balance.
Yeah,
and I need some help figuring out how to balance. And this is how I'm communicating it with you. Mm-hmm. So I'll take the example of a fever. When a child has a fever, it might be because they have some kind of bacterial infection or viral infection. And it's really a healthy response to have a fever, because the body's mm-hmm. innate system is saying, I know how to rid this imbalance. I'm going to produce a fever so that my body doesn't react to that bacteria and puts me back in a state of well-being. If we give a fever reducing medication, then it's saying to the body, don't produce that fever. Mm-hmm. And with a remedy, it's saying, oh, you need some support around this fever to have it because it's doing a job. Then that's what the remedy will do.
I love that explanation. That's great. Just the difference of suppressing it and bringing it, sort of trying to bring it back into balance and recognizing it and holding the space almost for the fever in the body.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think I always think of homeopathy. And so I'm really glad you brought up the balance part, because that's what, when I think of homeopathy, it's about bringing the body into balance.
Yeah.
And I know my experience has been a really positive one for my son years ago when he kept getting strep throat. So that's my, like, I'll never forget it. He probably had it 8 times, and it was the one thing that really helped him bring his body back into balance. And all the, you know, antibiotics just kept suppressing it, not really obviously killing it. So tell me, what does it look like when you are working with a client? What kind of clients do you see? And, you know, whether it's women, men, you know, what's your demographic, and children, and what are some of the things that you like working with?
So mostly I would say I deal a lot with families, and it's not unusual that I have a mom coming to me because it's one of the children that has something going on, right? Because I think as moms, we put our well-being on the back burner. So I do a lot of work with kids. I taught in schools and have had my own school for the teaching. I've been doing that for almost 35 years. So because I've had a lot of experience and connections with children and families, I do have a lot of children in the practice and a lot of experience around helping families manage some of the behavioral things, not only homeopathically, but kind of holistically on mm-hmm. different yeah. styles and approaches. And then I find that then the moms might come to you and say, okay, yeah, now I'm ready for some help too. Yeah. You know, this is a particular issue I've been dealing with for a long time and I can't ignore it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So also talk about a little bit, given we are in the midst of, as we're doing this interview, a pandemic. I know you in the past worked in person, but I think you've always been able to do, you know, what I would call telehealth or phone consults, because I know we had discussed you working with my son at one point when he was in college. I think that could be a really great thing to address right now of how you work in that capacity, given, again, I think most people are going to really look at options like that moving into the future.
Right. So generally, I think it's true. You know, most of my clients had been in person, but telehealth is really something that the homeopathic community had been moving towards before this pandemic, mm-hmm. because I think that it's just not feasible sometimes for people to get to your office. Maybe their health is in a state where they can't come and see you. Mm-hmm. And I think with technology being the way it is, it can be by phone, but being able to see somebody and how they present themselves kind of in their body and physically and their expressions is a really valuable part of the intake of information that I'm looking at when I'm looking at the whole person. So generally speaking, when there are really kind of two camps of the work, one being kind of somebody having a chronic issue that's ongoing that they've been dealing with either a short time or a long time, but you know, it's more of a chronic problem. And that, because we're looking at the big picture and I want all the information, that intake can take, you know, anywhere between 90 minutes and a couple of hours, depending on the age of the child or the adult. Mm-hmm. Then the other category would be somebody with a true acute. So I had a conversation with a client whose daughter-in-law had fallen and banged her head and needed some support. She was having symptoms as if she might have had a concussion. So, you know, that's kind of an acute, not a situation where it's a chronic problem like mm-hmm. anxiety or IBS or something like that, but more the acute. So really, I can work and do work with both of those kind of categories of people and situations.
So let's talk a little bit about the chronic a little more, because what would you say, do some people use, let's take IBS for example, So someone might come to you, you know, maybe as supplementary or as maybe just in lieu of a Western medicine doctor to help with their IBS. And is that something that you find, you know, someone's coming for, you know, 10 different, I'll use the word sessions with you or appointments, or are they sort of checking in then from there, like monthly? What does that look like?
Yeah, that's a good question. And you bring up a really good point. You know, there was a time, I think, when homeopaths were saying that they didn't want to work with anybody that was on prescription medications. Mm-hmm. And I think we're hard pressed now to find people who aren't taking some kind of prescription medication. Yeah. So I am not a medical doctor, and I do not ever say to people, go off of your medication. Mm-hmm. And we can find ways for you to take the remedies so that your prescription medication doesn't interfere with the remedy. The remedies won't interfere with your prescriptions. They're natural substances and they're dilute. So they're not going to interfere, but we want the remedy to have a chance to work. So we do it at a different time. Mm-hmm. The other point that you bring to light, which is really important, is about somebody's commitment to the process. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're used to getting quick fixes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've been dealing with IBS, it's likely that you've been dealing with it a long time. And to kind of unwind all of those symptoms and how you really, you know, what were the things that got you there on an emotional or a spiritual level might be something that's going to take a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So, generally speaking, you know, somebody will come to me, I'll suggest a remedy, and then we check in like 4 to 6 weeks, and then follow up every 4 to 6 weeks after that, depending. You know, sometimes people need check-ins a little bit quicker, and sometimes they can go a little bit longer. So it's really, again, quite individual as to how frequently somebody checks in with you.
Mm-hmm. And would you say I've found myself as a mother and just learning a lot from all the practitioners that I get to work with, that for children, and I notice this in my son, that sometimes remedies just as children, because they maybe because they have less in them, right, that they're blocking or contending with, that sometimes that process can move along at a different speed than for an adult.
I think so, for sure.
I know it's a guarantee, but...
Exactly. And it can take time, and it depends on what it is. You know, if it's kind of an ingrained behavioral kind of thing that needs some remedy support, because, you know, as a teacher, I've often talked with parents that just because you see this behavior doesn't really mean that that's what's going on underneath it for the child. Mm-hmm. So maybe somebody's acting out and it's based on anxiety, mm-hmm. you know, so it's not just a behavioral problem. But I think you're right that they are less entrenched in some patterns and habits that had, you know, that we get into, and they serve us for a really long time until they stop serving us. And I think that with the kids, they can move through that a little more quickly.
Yeah, there are less obstacles. So the other thing that I'd love to hear, and this might be, I don't think it's going to be difficult to answer, but what would you say are the top like three chronic illnesses, for lack of a better word, that you would see coming to you? Just so again, the audience can sort of resonate. I've heard anxiety, I've heard stress, I've heard IBS, but maybe what you see as your top three.
I would say, it is difficult to choose just three. I think you know, a lot of what I see are behavioral issues with kids, or what parents think are acute, like chronic ear infections. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably the big ones with the kids, or the behavioral stuff, which I find to be underneath something else. It's not just about their behavior. Ear infections and probably strep is another one. Yeah. And then with the adults, it's really kind of an anxiety, depression kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Migraines is another big one. And that one does take a couple of years for really to unwind for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And probably the sleep one is another big one.
Yeah.
And then I think the physical pain stuff. So maybe back aches, or, you know, somebody who might have a chronic lower back problem, or doesn't have to be lower back, but kind of a chronic pain issue that they just live with, or that they try to manage in other ways.
Yeah. And often the mind body, right? But the chronic pain of, and again, bringing it into balance.
Right.
Well, I mean, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us and telling us a little bit about what you do and how you work. It's super helpful and fascinating, given, again, the time that we're in right now. I think many people could use your services with the anxiety, and I think the depression, and a lot of the PTSD from post-pandemic, or, you know, what is our new normal going to look like, right, as we move into that. So I'm
so happy that you have had me on and to have this conversation. And I think I'll speak just for a minute to the pandemic piece of it. You know, although the ideal is for somebody to work on what I said was chronic, we sometimes call constitutional, because that's really important. I think right now, some people probably only have the bandwidth to say, I'm feeling anxious about the pandemic. So if somebody were to reach out throughout this time, it does, you know, they may not be ready to make that 2-hour commitment to an intake, but are looking for some ongoing support homeopathically with some anxiety or some sleep issues.
Right.
So just to say that's something that I can work with as well.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of people are going to be very appreciative. All right. Well, thanks, Ellen.